Today's Mass Hits, it's 1027, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. And convenience is everything these days, right?
Absolutely.
Because you want to just have it to where it's fast, ready, and easy.
Quick, yes.
And the convenience of the drive-through. And as a matter of fact, today is...
I'm terrible with that, yeah.
Today's National Drive-Through Day.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, just so you know. And
good to know. I should go drive through somewhere.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. And you're not in Washington State, but
no.
if you were, they have the first drive through for a pot shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like in the nation? I don't feel like they're the first ones in the nation. I bet there's some in Denver.
No, I don't know.
Interesting.
At least in Washington State. Because Joint River, I just now caught the name of it.
Oh,
Joint Rivers General Manager.
Right.
Audrey Yeager says they can order online and it can literally be ready when they get to the window.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
And so it's located in Auburn.
I mean, those people need it to speed up because they shouldn't be in their car very long.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We want you to
chop, chop.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, get this and let's say,
you gotta go get some Taco Bell and be on your way.
Do whatever it is that you got to do after that. It's located in Auburn on the Muckleshoot Reservation. And the newest marijuana dispensaries, it got special permission with the state to add drive-through service.
Wow.
Because, I mean, that's a happy meal. That's like the real happy meal.
They give them like a bag of chips, too, as a side.
They should. I mean, this is the way that it should be.
Right.
And there's a basic menu, like a typical fast food restaurant, but yet it's for pot.
Huh.
And because it is pot, that means that there's a lot of security. Because there's a security guard checking to make sure everyone in the car is 21.
I was just going to ask, what is the age for that?
You got to be 21.
Okay, for drugs.
Then they got to check the identifications, and they get checked two more times at the pickup window.
Oh, wow. So maybe just go by yourself, buy it for your friends.
Right.
Oh, wait. I shouldn't be encouraging that.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, let's look at that. Well, they say there are so many security checkpoints for the drive-thru to make sure that we eliminate any potential risks. I'm sure they had to say that to get the license and approval to do it in the first place.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure there's tons of, like, red tape with that thing.
Yeah. And it's partly about convenience, and it's also about targeting tourists. That's what they're looking to do.
Oh, well, you know, it is kind of nice when people don't have to get out of their car and be seen there or whatever, too.
There's that, and because of the way that they do it there, and I think that it's, like, the same thing in Colorado as well, is that... what they do is they target the tourists who are curious about Washington's marijuana laws, but may have some reservations because they get nervous about all the cameras.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that's what's in the,
That's hilarious.
And nervous about having their ID scanned.
Just get the gummy bears. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So they say, so the drive-thru offers a really nice option, which I think is why they wanted to make sure this was a national story. Because they want to make sure that people are like, hey, Washington is friendly.
Yeah.
We're
not trying to antagonize you with all the security.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're saying, come to Washington where it's easy to get drive-through pot.
It's easy to get drugs here.
We make it so easy to get your pot that we have a drive-through here.
That is pretty smart of them.
But I wonder, are they going to have the same things that like I have whenever I go through the drive-through? Like somebody taking forever and they're just sitting there.
And you get
like,
the wrong order.
Order already.
I just wanted two things.
Yeah. And then you come out and instead of the pot, you've got fries and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't mine.
The wrong kind of pot.
I didn't want food. All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Mass Hits is 1027.